Now that we are getting frosty nights, we are not looking forward to winter, but it will come in good time. The gardens have been brought in and the odd combine is still out there, so we hope they will get finished before we get any snow, even though the crops are not too good. Bridge was played at the Dew Drop in Monday, September 27. First was Lucille Gregoire. Linda Ard was second and third was Bernie Gregoire. There was no bridge on Tuesday but on Thursday evening, in the Pioneer Hall, top score went to Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig. Second were Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan. They took time out to watch some fireworks that were being fired nearby. It made for a nice afternoon. An addition and renovations are taking place at the home of Adele, Festchuk, Racicot, in preparation for the move of her and her husband to Miota, this fall. The seniors and her old friends will welcome her return. Norwegian Whist was played at the Dew Drop in Friday, October 1, with top score going to Carol Heise. Second was Rita Peterson and third was Eric Kalbeck. A trip to the Idlewild Cemetery on September 31 to visit and do some trimming around headstones turned out to be a special occasion, as the Parker boys were working on some of the gravetops and placing headstones in line. Sally had not seen these fellows since she left home, many years ago. They are hoping when they get finished with the work they are doing they can set a date and have a service and interment for their uncle Ken Parker from Olds, Alta. Ken passed away on November 4, 2020. Between the time we went east from Glaslyn and the time we returned, a couple hours later, there was a serious car accident near the turnoff to Little Loon Park. It was a rollover that left the car pretty much demolished and there were visible skid tracks on the highway. The consignment sale in Medstead Saturday was most interesting to watch. I enjoyed the day with four of my family and saw a few old friends to visit with. Lunch was taken care of by the local school ladies who kept the coffee hot and sold lots of hamburgers and hot dogs and home-baked pies. The following is submitted by Trudy Jansons. There comes a time to celebrate the milestones in people's lives before it's too late. Seniors today are aware of making every day the best day ever. Several Miota seniors took the opportunity to enjoy an evening with good neighbors and friends at Westside Place. 22 people came out for the event. The weather was perfect for a backyard get-together. Charles and Anne Belargin shared their musical talents and set the tone for a fun-filled evening. Organizers arranged to have a meal delivered. Westside Place has provided comfortable housing to the seniors in Miota for more than 35 years. Some of the residents have lived there from the time it was built, although there has been some turnover. Rose Delaney moved there in 1995 when the rent was only $144 a month. Rose shared a poem that she wrote right after she moved in. It described what it was like for her and many of her neighbors to adjust to retirement. Gardening was a big part of spring, summer and fall. There were various tasks the seniors couldn't do. Pete and Marie Hildebrandt were called on routinely to fix problems with the homes, inside and out. Pete and Marie, along with their grandchildren, were able to hear how grateful the residents are for all the years of maintenance and groundskeeping they have provided. This event was also an opportunity to thank all those who routinely support the seniors who live at Westside Place, as well as all those who helped to put the event together. The following is submitted by Walter Tate. The people of Musumin and Salto First Nations played a big part in the supply and operation of Miota and surrounding district for many years. In the 1920s and into the 1940s they supplied fuel for cooking and heating most houses in Miota. The fuel was wood. The average price of a load of rails, trimmed trees, was $4. They had to cut the trees down, trim the branches off each one, load them onto a bobsleigh, haul the load across the lake, unload at customers' houses, then go back home. It was a very long day with usually a cold ride across the lake from the Cochin area. They would come off the lake where the boat dock is now, across from the United Church. Often they would stop long enough to warm up in Dart's store and enjoy a visit with Joe Dart, who could converse with them in their language. My dad bought wood from many natives and would put their horses in the barn and feed them while the men came into the house for dinner, after which they would drink tea and visit. They worked mostly for farmers at harvest time. Many camped at Miota on CNR property and at sloughs in the district. They drove binders and stoked, then worked on the threshing outfits driving bundle wagons or field pitching. Field pitching entailed going from one team to another pitching bundles to finish the top of the load. This was a hard job, throwing the bundles up so high onto the load. Their services are no longer required, but were very much needed in those days. I think we should pause and reflect on them being thankful of the great contribution the native people made to our great country.